High school students used to follow the 4x4 plan, that is, 4 years of English, math, science, and social studies, plus electives. A student could get 3 different diplomas under that plan: minimum, recommended, and distinguished. The new plan has just 2 options: foundation or distinguished. But a student can get 5 different so-called endorsements under that distinguished plan. Here's Kim Ellis, Waco ISD's Director of Curriculum and Instruction.
It's going to give more kids, I think, an opportunity to push harder, to achieve more. I'm excited about it.
The endorsements include STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, arts and humanities, business and industry, public service, and multidisciplinary. Each endorsement has a different set of course requirements. The idea is that students will start thinking about a future career earlier, and those not bound for college will be able to specialize outside of a common core curriculum. Ellis says that Waco ISD will be able to offer all the endorsements starting next year, but no individual high school in Waco ISD will offer all of the endorsements.
They will know when they develop their plan what's available at that high school.
So what happens if a student wants to have the business and industry endorsement, but his or her school doesn't have the courses to offer it?
Part of it will be availability of classes, numbers, but students will know up front what's offered on their campus, and there's always discussion open for kids to be able to go where their specific endorsement's being offered.
Only the largest high schools in the state will be able to offer the full menu of endorsements. Students looking to get an endorsement their school doesn't offer will be left to take courses online, transfer, or work something else out. Kim Ellis says the district is looking to meet the demand for classes and endorsements. That means hiring the right kind of teachers or getting new teacher certifications.
When you look at the specializations and you see what that truly means, then to have that many different teachers who specialize in culinary arts versus principles of transportation and distribution and logistics. I mean, we're limited in the number of people.
The State Board of Education still has to make a final vote on what course requirements will be required for each endorsement. That'll come at the end of January. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.